and Dave in the morning.
G'day, Mackay with Sundays, or anybody else listening to us around the country on the listener app, for example, maybe in Tamworth.
Yeah. Hello to everyone in Tamworth. Welcome to Stellar Radio.
92.9. I don't know what their station's called. Is it like Country FM?
929, yeah.
Oh, okay, right.
That's what it is.
There's no other name for it?
No.
Okay. Well, that radio station was mentioning our region, and we thought it was important to call.
Yeah. We actually thought they were talking smack, so we were ready. We were prepared to, bring it back.
I wanted some smack spoken about us, but there was nothing.
No. It was all about where is Mackay part of the Whitsundays? Technically, it is, because you've got the Whitsunday Islands, the southern part. You got Keswick Island.
Yes.
So it's still the Whitsundays.
Hence the Mackay and the Whitsundays?
Yeah.
Come on. Come on, people. Tamworth, educate yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Get off the country music for this bandwagon for a little while.
So short week for us this week. What are you going to do for the holidays?
Sleep, probably. I was actually thinking maybe on the Sunday doing Mass.
Yeah, right. Where are you going to go for Mass?
I don't know. I guess I'm Anglican, so I'd probably go to a church with the Anglican faith. I don't know. Okay. I'll look at that on Sunday morning.
It's very, very religious of you.
Well, I haven't been for God knows how many years. So I thought, okay, I'm getting older. I better put up some notches on the belt as far as the brownie points towards God.
Yeah, he just wants to get into the pearly gates at the end. That's what
that's
it is.
Right. Yeah, that's right. Just in case. I'm hedging bets. What about you?
I'm getting stuck into fitness stuff again.
Yeah.
So I've been today will be the fourth day that I've done personal training.
Oh, really?
A fourth session, I should say.
Yeah. They flog you to death, don't they?
Yeah.
Jeez.
But it's good because it gets you fit and I think clearly when I exercise more.
Yeah, right. Okay. Mm. See, I usually go into a heap of a mess in the corner somewhere when I do work out.
Everybody does, though.
Yeah, no.
That's a universal thing. Like, you feel good afterwards.
No.
But it's not easy.
But I don't feel good afterwards. I don't know why. It just, no. For the whole day, I'm not feeling the best.
Mm.
So I don't know why. But it's good to see that you're doing it.
Yeah.
Who are you trying to impress?
Myself.
Oh, really?
So I can outlive myself.
So you're not doing for Jamie?
I do nothing for anybody else but myself.
Right, okay.
I never have done anything to impress anybody or anything.
Yeah, right.
It's just me. I want to feel good.
Yeah.
Looking good is a byproduct, but it's about feeling good and, you know, not feeling run down all the time.
So okay.
Food has a lot to do with that too. So,
yeah. See, I love mataka.
Yeah, but you can eat as much as you want.
Yeah,
they call it high volume, low calorie foods. So I've seen people get like a whole lettuce, and they cut that up, and then they put things like your steak or whatever throughout the whole thing. So you eat that whole thing. So you're still getting your favorite bits, but the whole lettuce, which might cost you $84, is for a lettuce because it's so expensive at times.
That's cabbage.
They and cabbage too.
Yeah.
But it fills you up.
I was talking to Ben Hannon, ex Broncos player. Mm. Because he's here in Mackay every so often. He works out in the mines at the moment.
Yeah.
And he does the sports show on a Saturday, the Dead Set Legends, just for the Gold Coast.
Yeah.
So he comes in here to the station. And he was saying to cut lose weight very quickly. He says, fish and broccoli, that's it. That's all he eats.
What about you?
I eat KFC and KFC with a side of KFC.
Are you free today for a coffee?
For a coffee?
Because you know how I have to meet out with, and I was just thinking about if I was to go to this meeting today, I'm meeting up with a friend.
Yeah.
I thought I'll have to think about what I can eat off the menu now because I am doing the personal training stuff.
Ah, okay.
So I always forethink. But she's just sent me a message saying, are you still okay for a coffee? Does Dave want to join us?
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay.
So if you do too much on your plate, you want someone to clean up the plate. Is that what you're saying? Is that why I'm being...
Dave's a plate licker.
Yeah. I'm happy to beat that too.
Hey, big show on the podcast. If you missed it, we had so much stuff on the show. Steve Smith, Mackay Police. We called Tamworth, didn't we?
We did, yes.
To tell them stop rubbishing us, but we found out that they didn't actually rubbish us, but that's okay.
That was no fun at all.
No.
And also the Matildas. We've got to talk about the Matildas there too, because that blew up today.
That's right. Okay, if you missed it, here's a podcast.
Good morning, 92.9, 2 p.m.
G'day, Jay and Dave, Triple M Mackay with Sundays. How are you?
Good, thanks, mate. How are you?
Good. Is JB around at all?
He is. I'll just pop you through.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Are your listeners, and hopefully your show, to support the cause of
live radio
a
in
piece
of Sydney
history, right? Which, because once it's gone, it's gone.
Sorry, you still there, mate?
Yeah, mate.
He's just on another call. Did you want me to get him to give you a call back?
Oh, we just, look, we had listeners in Mackay with Sundays who live or have, who were visiting Tamworth saying he mentioned us on our his show. We want to know what he was saying about us.
Yeah. Right, yeah. No, I just heard them talking about that just before.
What was he saying?
Yeah.
What was he saying?
Yeah,
about?
We want to talk smack.
No idea. It's on breakfast. I've only just logged in. I do the afternoon show. Oh. Actually, just off. I'll pop you through now.
Okay. Oh, about yeah. He's made time for us. Thank you.
All right. I'm Josh Murray. He's the head of Transport New South Wales. But it falls back to Rudy Jarvin, who is the Minister for Transport. And
hey, how are you,
JB? What have you been saying about us on the air?
Oh, only the greatest things ever. So you're the most loveliest part of the world.
God damn it! We wanted hang
scandals.
Crap on
we
you.
Wanted scandals. We wanted scandals. We've had 2-3 people send us a message saying they were listening to you talk about us.
Yes. So not fair.
We know radio works, obviously.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's fantastic. I've got 3 listeners. That surprised me. Wow.
You probably have 2 more than what we have up here. So did you just say we have a good part of the world? Is that all it was?
No. So we were having quite the geographical debate because someone here said that Mackay isn't part of the Wit Sundays.
Yes, it is.
And I said, it is. They went, no. And I said, well, I know CFM and Triple M Mackay use Mackay and the Wit Sundays as their slogan. So if a radio station uses it as part of a slogan, it must be right, you know?
Well, JB, the first rule in radio is the listener is always right. Remember that.
And the slogans are always right, of course.
Exactly right.
You know?
Well, next time you talk about us, feel free to bag us out because it gives better content, you
That's
know?
Right, yeah. We had all these insults ready to go and you've just ruined the whole break. You know that, right?
No, it was quite nerdy, actually. It was quite educational.
Well, mate, you're doing a great job around Tamworth if they're calling us and telling us that they're you guys are talking about us. Keep up the good work, mate. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
All right, see you, mate. Have a great day.
See you, mate.
There you go. JB there on the 929 in Tamworth. So obviously,
he
don't
does
listen
right.
to him because we are much better, obviously, with 4 listeners, not 3.
Yeah, the listener app goes everywhere. It is Cop Chat with Steve Smith, but today he's brought in a special guest as well, and that will be Chloe McArdle, who has swum the English Channel 44 times. Good morning, but you do realise there's a ferry you can catch.
Yeah, I thought I would take the hard way.
Chloe, we'll get to you in a second. Steve Smith, now, come on, Cop Chat, being a Monday, I feel like you're palming your job off to other people this week. What's going on?
Probably doing people a favour there, maybe, from time to time, if we do that, to be honest. But, no, it is absolutely fantastic to have Chloe here. We're working with her this week, and we've been waiting for this for a long time, haven't we? This has been a long time coming, a lot of planning in the background, a lot of effort. Chloe will be working with us in schools and community organisations and media to promote work for a really important subject, and that's preventing domestic and family violence.
Now, Chloe, how did you you found yourself in a position of domestic violence? And if so, how did you navigate that? Because it is something that's not just prevalent for our region, but around the country.
Yeah, definitely. So when I was married quite a few years ago now, I thought the relationship had elements which weren't great and it wasn't doing so well, and maybe some behaviours from my ex was, say, childish or immature, but I didn't see them as domestic violence because they were usually non-physical. So like breaking my items or locking me out of the house or disconnecting my phone and internet, disparaging me in emails to other people. So I just didn't realise until it came to a crux point, and he ended up organising me to be evicted from my house by police. So it was just taking things to a whole new level, and I was like, I need to get away from this guy. It's pretty unhealthy, and I haven't looked back since.
There's a lot of different versions of domestic violence, not just the physical one you hear about a lot, but also the mental side as well, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I really felt like I was living a double life back then. I didn't feel like I could share what was going on because one of his tactics was to say that our relationship was personal and I wasn't to discuss with other people what was going on in it. And looking back at it now, I think, oh, that was a really effective way of kind of silencing it, me, because without having other people as a sounding board, I didn't really have a reference of anyone else to say, hey, that's not right, or to reaffirm, you know, what my concerns. And so I kind of felt trapped, emotionally trapped, economically trapped in that relationship. But it was only really when I got out of it that I understood maybe more the brevity of that situation.
I found, not to take the conversation back to me for a second, but the what you're saying, I found myself in a relationship with somebody a few years ago, the same sort of thing. But then I was in a position where, and I feel like a lot of women, men, also in our region who are probably feeling the same, that you think to yourself, this is nothing. If I ask somebody about this, they're going to think that I'm being stupid.
Yeah, definitely. It's really hard, whether you're a man, a woman, or a child, to really navigate through this, because I think historically there's been a lot of shame and stigma around talking about issues that happen within the domestic side, and there hasn't necessarily been a lot of opportunities for people to feel like it's okay to have these conversations. So historically it was what happened in the house, you know, stays in the house. It's not for public discussion. And I think we're starting to now as a society really break through that and come out. And we're having this discussion on live radio, which is fabulous. And I think we're moving into a new era now of open discussion. But unfortunately, it looks like homicides in this area aren't dropping, even though there is more awareness around it. So I think that's really the next challenge, is to turn this discussion into meaningful change in community.
It's a very, very prompt. If somebody's listening and they hear this and go, I find myself in this position, what advice are we giving to these people? What do we say? Because it can be a tricky thing, can't it? Like, you don't want to, I mean, like I said before, sometimes you think to yourself, I don't want to ask somebody about this position that I'm in because I might look stupid.
Yeah, definitely. I think being what we call like an active bystander is a really important role. So if you can just be there for that person and really listen, listen without judging, listen without giving advice, and be someone that they can turn to any time of the day or night, because people in these situations, often they'll try and leave their partner 6 or 7 times before they successfully leave that person. And just being that sounding board for them, so that when they hopefully do have the opportunity to leave, and maybe to share more of their story, that they know that you're a trusted source and that you'll be there and you can support them as they make that exit.
Now, you're heading into schools at the moment, aren't you?
Yes.
Bowen, Kaelin, is that correct, this week?
Yes.
Okay.
How did you get from your personal story going into swimming the English Channel 44 times?
Yeah, I can't figure that one out either.
Was that just a challenge to go, I can do anything?
Yeah, well, when I was 19, although I'd done competitive swimming as a teenager, did quite well. I was never good enough for the Olympics, but I had this huge swimming
background. Not good enough for the Olympics. You swam the English Channel 44 times.
Yeah,
that's
but
crazy.
Not when I was 19.
Yeah, true. And
I was like, I think I can achieve something great with my life. People I swam with as a teenager, some of them became Olympians and made finals. So I was like, I reckon I can do something great with my life. And being 19, you know, didn't have a career or anything yet. And I was like, right, I'll be a sports person, tried a few sports, landed with the marathon swimming. And I was like, right, I'm just going to dominate long distance swimming. And I had to go to the Channel. It is the place to go.
One last question from me anyway. Is it Vaseline that they smear on your body, or is it pig fat?
It's wolf fat, option 3.
Okay, well, they
really?
Yeah.
Yes.
I did not know
it's
that.
Byproduct of the sheep industry. It's fabulous. What
is wear the coat instead? Swim with
it.
Wow,
that's an amazing feat to go through what you went and endured in your life to get succeed and to survive out of that, and to swim the English Channel 44 times. That is crazy.
Yeah, the DVF stuff's harder than swimming the English Channel 44 times.
I can imagine. Absolutely. Steve, did you want to add anything to this? Because it is an important thing for our region to talk about. I mean, we've seen domestic violence issues across the country. What do people do from a police side of things if they want to seek help? Do they just call the police? Do they look at services?
Well, either or, not everyone is always comfortable with speaking to the police. Mm. So that there are other options that are available. And one of them, of course, is 1-800-RESPECT.
Yep.
And I would love to share that number with your listeners. It's 1-800-737-732. I think it's pretty clear when there are opportunities that the police are needed, and most people are able to differentiate that very easily. But if it's a discussion, if it's a listening ear, a trusting ear, a helpful ear, as well as police, then you have that option as well, which I think is great.
Okay, absolutely. And she's doing one up on you as well. You've got to go 45 times across the English Channel.
Can I just say too that I please do not share that wolf fat point with Sergeant Dalton, because
I don't want to see Nigel Dalton in wolf fat, I can tell you.
But did you know?
Guess what?
I didn't know that.
That's cool.
I can teach you.
He trolls the Facebook pages. He trolls the information websites, usually at 4:59 a.m. on a Monday morning to give us Did You Know?
These were done yesterday, actually, so I've pre-prepared these ones, finally.
Yep.
We were just talking about giraffes and humans. Well, apparently, this is the stat. Giraffes are much more likely to be hit by lightning than humans. 30 times higher.
Well, because they are 30 times higher than us.
That would explain it.
Did you know?
Guess what?
I didn't know that.
That's cool.
I can teach you.
Next.
Okay, this one is a local one. Port of Airlie. Great facility. It's good to see you that Cruisewitch Sundays goes from there. It took 30 years to be completed, believe it or not.
30 years?
I know. It's a long time, isn't it? They had to cover Muddy Bay with the soil to build up the land, dredge where the marina is, and just do all the prettying of it later on. But, yeah, 30 years is a long time.
Not a bad accomplishment, I guess. Well, I'd hate to be building that for 30 years. You'd have us all back.
But did you know?
Guess what?
I didn't know that.
That's cool.
I can teach you.
Next.
Los Angeles.
Mm.
You've been there?
Very dirty place.
Yeah.
I mean, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And you know what? The worst thing about it, especially around California areas like that, is everybody walks around with no shirt on. They're brown, they're fit, and we got pasty white skin.
Well, that's just you.
I just sat in my hotel room crying the whole time.
Well, apparently that's an abbreviated name.
Okay.
Los Angeles. Do you want to know the full name?
Please tell me.
Okay. El Pueblo de Nuestra Señora La Reina, de Los Angeles de Porciuncula, which translated, oh no, it's a mouthful, the city of Our Lady, Queen of the Angels on the River Porciuncula.
Let's just stick with LA.
I think so.
But did you know?
Guess what?
I didn't know that.
That's cool.
I can teach you.
It's weird.
Jennifer Lopez has a connection to Google.
Oh, here we go.
Did you know that?
Is she the most Googled woman?
No.
Okay.
But she is the reason why we have Google Images.
Why?
In 2000, at the Grammys, she wore this green dress, right?
Mm.
Everybody loved the dress. They wanted to find out more about the dress and maybe find it. And then Google thought, well, everybody's searching for this. How about we do images? And that's where it all came from. That's legit.
And you know what? She'll latch onto that. I heard a not-so-good story about her the other day.
Oh, really?
That Ben Affleck, when they were together years and years and years ago, gave a tip to a woman in America worth a few $100, and then she found out that he tipped that, so she walked back into the shop, grabbed like $200 of that, and left $10 for the lady behind the counter.
That's just
I heard wrong. That on TikTok, so it's clearly true.
Listen to this.
So.
But did you know?
Guess what?
I didn't know that.
Interesting.
That's cool.
I can teach you.
Interesting.
Okay, last one. Yep. The hashtag actually has a proper name, a different name.
Okay.
Octothorpe. Hashtag Octothorpe.
but aren't you just doing Octothorpe, Octothorpe? If you said hashtag Octothorpe?
Well, yeah, there.
Did you know?
Guess what?
I didn't know that.
That's cool.
Hey, if you've got a Did You Know for us, particularly local ones from Mackay with Sundays, email us jandave@triplem.com.au. They're good today.
Hashtag Octothorpe.
Last week it was announced that there's going to be a bronze statue of the Matildas, Suncorp Stadium, by the end of the year, right?
That's going to be a big bronze statue, because if they're going to get every single player on there...
Well, it might just be one collective thing. I don't know what they're going to do. But Luke Boner, Michelle Bishop from the night shift this morning, they were talking about it.
Yeah.
Michelle Bishop, look, and I'm also in agreement with you. You can't just give an award to somebody for participating, even though that's what I got for Dancing with Heart last Friday night. which was just a Mirrorball trophy.
You should get a bronze statue for that. Yeah, why not?
But this is what they said this morning on the night shift.
No one's in favour of it, Bish.
You don't deserve a bronze statue, you know, with what they've done. If there has to be a positive, maybe, just maybe, that statue might inspire future generations.
No, it inspires mediocrity. They came fourth. They haven't won a tournament.
What are people saying on our social media?
Everybody's saying no. There is not one person on Facebook saying that they should get the statue. Dion, nay. Teresa, nay.
But if it's going to inspire young people, young females particularly, that's, they've paved the way when it comes to women's sport.
That's what they do with the footage of the actual events.
Jamie and North Mackay, should the Matildas get that bronze statue or not?
Oh, no way, mate. I mean, it's just a women's team that came fourth. What about every other athlete in the world or in Australia that's come fourth or second or third? It's not necessary. Put a plaque up to say Matildas or something like that. But a bronze statue, I mean, it's not like they're they've achieved something or saved the world, or you play the sport. You know,
hang on, but the whole nation was behind them, though.
Yeah, but they're not now, are they? I mean, the whole nation would be behind every other sports team that's playing the World Cup game of whatever that's having a chance of winning. Everyone's going to go, it's a fad thing, you know. Everyone was around them because they were winning, you know. Now they've lost. It's like, okay, it was just a team.
That's a very good point, that they were a fad. They were the toast of the town, so to speak. But, yeah, that doesn't deserve a bronze medal.
Gary and Pinnacle, should they get the statue or not?
No way in the wide world. All that is a participation award.
Exactly.
You see how that worked in all the schools, with the school sports and that. Just a load of rubbish.
What about Kathy Freeman, though? Like, we know she's a Mackay woman, and she has done amazing things.
Yeah.
She's got an oval named after her.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, but she won the Olympics, didn't she?
Yeah, but what about Nicole Pratt, the tennis player in Mackay? Linda Single, who's a gold medalist who works for council. Like, we're there. Like, this is what I'm trying to say. Like, we can't just pick and choose and go, oh, well, you did great and you won a gold medal.
Of course you can. So Gary. You mean to tell me that the soccer team for running fourth has achieved just as much as what, like Darren Lockyer or any of those others that have got things that have played, and they were at the top of their game.
Yeah, but
Australian soccer team's not at the top of its game.
Gary, can we give you a bronze medal just for calling the show?
I'll ring up if you want me to anytime you like, because I'm pretty adamant about things like this.
And whilst I get your passion, Gary, what I'm trying to say is, though, we can't pick and choose by going, okay, you've won, like, for example, Linda Single, who won gold medal Olympics, Mackay Local.
Yeah.
Like, where is her statue then, if we're going on the basis of you have to win gold or come first to get a gold statue?
Well, it's got to be something that's prestigious. That's what these statues are all about.
And I'm not saying that just because, you know, they came fourth. I'm talking about getting the only way I would agree of getting that statue, like Michelle Bishop said earlier this morning, is because she is, the team have changed the way for women in sport, is what I'm saying. Not necessarily because they came first or didn't come first.
Oh, look, Melissa, do you think the young generation will be inspired by a statue or about the footage instead?
No, I don't agree with either. So we've had a lot of other women's sports who have paved the way for women in sport. Mm. We've got our netballers. Our diamonds have been number one for years. We've got our cricketers, number ones. Our rugby sevens, number one. Our rugby league, number one. Our hockeys, they're number two. Our surfing, number two. Basketball, I think, number three. Swimming, we've got the world number three, four, and five. Tennis is in there. I think we've got the world number three. These women have been paving the way for women in sport for a lot longer than our soccer ladies have. Kudos to them for doing fantastic. But I believe there are a lot of other sports out there who have done a lot more for a lot longer for women in sport. Where are their statues?
Very good true. Point. Very yeah. true. I agree with that too. I agree with that.
I get the feeling if we had your way, Jay, we'd have statues all over the place.
No, I'm not saying for every single person who's being inspired or anything like that, they should get a statue. But I think particularly that match and the Matildas at that stage had the whole country, even people who didn't like soccer, glued.
Yeah.
They were glued.
That's like the America's Cup in 1983. There's no statue of Ben Lexon there, is there?
Anyway, we could talk about this all day. Mel, thank you. You know, we've started a fight because of you, Mel. We're going to blame you now.
Anytime.
It's Triple M.